For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. The drawing to determine the winner of the Tide Race for Delegate in Newport News will be live streamed on Wednesday. A Charlottesville-based startup reaches another milestone to develop a new treatment for dry eye. The federal government awards a grant to protect acreage in Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And major flaws in the report on Dominion's contamination at the ash ponds. This is the WMRA Daily for Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or at brcc.edu. If you want to know in real time whether Republicans will control the House of Delegates in 2018, well, you're in luck. The State Board of Elections meets on Wednesday morning to draw lots to break the tie in the 94th District in Newport News between Republican incumbent David Yancey and Democrat Shelley Simmons. Simmons had a one-vote victory after a recount, but a three-judge panel declared a tie after examining a disputed ballot and awarded it to Yancey. The Elections Board announced on Saturday the drawing will be held at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, and that WCVE, the Richmond-based public television station, will broadcast the drawing of lots on its Facebook page. If Simmons' name is drawn, the House of Delegates will be evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. If Yancey's name is drawn, the Republicans will lead the House 51-49. Tier Solutions, a Charlottesville startup that spun out of the University of Virginia, reached another milestone in its quest to develop a new treatment for dry eye. Tier Solutions announced earlier this month that it had closed an $8.5 million Series B financing round. The company's latest fundraising will enable it to complete an ongoing clinical trial for its dry eye drug candidate, Lasripep, in 2018. An environmental group, a state lawmaker, and companies looking to help Dominion Energy clean up millions of tons of coal ash sitting in unlined pits at four Virginia sites say they found major flaws in the report on contamination at the ash ponds and options for closing them that the utility released earlier this month. Among the biggest problems with the nearly 900-page assessment, Senator Scott A. Surovell, Democrat from Fairfax, and the Southern Environmental Law Center contend is that it leaves out about 2.1 million tons of ash at the company's now-closed Chesapeake Energy Center. Following a lawsuit brought by the Sierra Club and argued by attorneys from the Law Center, a federal judge determined earlier this year that the Chesapeake ash ponds are leaking arsenic into the Elizabeth River. The report, prepared for Dominion by Global Infrastructure and Engineering from AECOM, was mandated by legislation successfully pushed by Surovell and Senator Amanda F. Chase, Republican from Chesterfield, during the last General Assembly session. It was prompted by mounting calls from state and local elected officials and environmental groups, as well as people who live next to the ash ponds, to slow down Dominion's plan to cover the unlined pits with a liner and layer of turf, which they worried could allow them to leak a host of heavy metals, including arsenic, into waterways for decades to come. New federal regulations requiring the closure of the ponds came in 2015 after catastrophic failures of ash impoundments in Tennessee and North Carolina. The federal government has awarded a nearly $5 million grant to protect 25,000 acres of forests in Virginia, Tennessee, and eastern Kentucky. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the National Resources Conservation Service awarded a $4.9 million grant to the Nature Conservancy of Kentucky. The Conservancy will join with partners in Virginia and Tennessee to implement the Working Woodlands Program. The program lets qualified landowners place conservation easements on their properties that ban using the land for any non-forest uses. An exception is sustainable timber. Landowners can then sell the carbon sequestered from the best forest management practices and earn money. Republican U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell announced the program on Friday. Conservancy spokesperson Will Bowling says he hopes 25,000 acres is, quote, just the start. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.